to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I'm Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. A common occurrence is to check the cooling level on a hard-working gasoline or diesel engine and to find that it is low while there appears to be no leak. You top it off and carry on, but with an uneasy feeling. Is a serious engine problem looming? The answer in most instances is probably not. The cooling system is working the way it should. When you work an engine hard, it uses more fuel, but what we do not think about is the heat that is created by the fuel consumption. The thermal load on an engine is directly linked to the rate of fuel consumed. The heat needs to be absorbed by the coolant to prevent thermal distress. The job of the liquid is to remove heat from the engine, and the task of the radiator is to remove heat from the liquid. It is the liquid that cools the engine and not the radiator. Under high thermal load, the coolant in the water jacket of the cylinder head undergoes a regimen identified as nucleate boiling. When nucleate boiling occurs, the most effective heat transfer to the liquid happens. When the engine is lightly loaded, the surface temperature of the combustion chamber is usually low enough that boiling in the water jacket does not take place. After the coolant boils, it is pushed from the site via the system pressure and the water pump. It takes heat with it and will recondense as it cools. This boiling and recondensing consumes the additive package along with the water that turned to steam. The mystery of the missing coolant is now solved. Have a blessed day and join me next week on Ag News Daily.